AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials tell the AP Iran and six world powers have agreed on outlines of an understanding that would open the way for a final phase of nuclear negotiations. But there is a dispute over what to make public. The talks kept going after Tuesday's preliminary deadline passed. The deadline for a finalized nuclear deal is the end of June. The missing black box from Germanwings Flight 9525 has been found in the French Alps. The AP's Angela Charlton reports the voice recorder has already been found.
What they found today was the data recorder that has data on pretty much every instrument in the plane about everything that had happened.
There are changes to the religious freedom law in Indiana. Service providers will not be allowed to use the law as a legal defense for refusing to provide services, goods, facilities, or accommodations. This is Indiana House Speaker Brian Bosma.
We value you, gay, straight, black, white, religious, non-religious. We value each and every Hoosier.
The Interior Ministry in Kenya says two of the gunmen have been killed who attacked Garissa University College. The number of dead there is at least 17. An unknown number of hostages are being held. Kenya's president is ordering 10,000 police recruits to get out on the streets.
Kenya badly needs additional officers, and I will not keep the nation waiting.
Kenyan police have offered a bounty for the man believed to be the Al-Shabaab mastermind of the attack. He was the longtime leader of California's Crystal Cathedral.
Oh God, we seek your blessing on all those in uniform, in harm's way.
Reverend Robert Schuller has died. His charismatic message focused on faith and redemption, and he reached millions on TV every Sunday with his Hour of Power program. Schuller's empire crumbled in his later years. Robert Schuller was 88. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up 18 points. This is AP Radio News. The number of people filing for jobless benefits continues to go down. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment insurance fell by 20,000 last week to 268,000. That surprised analysts. It is the lowest level since late January. The four-week moving average, which smooths out weekly volatility, was down by more than 14,000. It's a sign that even though there's been a slowdown in manufacturing and construction, companies are holding on to their workers in the expectation things will improve along with the weather. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Some ice cream drama in upstate New York. A judge near Albany dismissed stalking and harassment charges against the operator of the Snow Cone Joe ice cream truck business. Joshua Malatino was accused of trying to run his rival, Mr. Ding-a-ling, out of town in Gloversville, New York. Madalino says the case caused him to be humiliated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.